Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning. I hope everybody is doing well on this fine Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday, let's call it. It is not winter here yet. Yay! We've had a crazy busy week. It is our annual selling the calf crop on Monday. So we sorted them and shipped them on Sunday, and it's always bittersweet for me because I love the babies. I am mostly in charge of them, and so I'm sad when they go. I am. Although I get to pay my mortgage, so yay! And I like going to the auction market, even though I'm totally nervous. I can't even have lunch or anything until my babies sell. I like it, though, because I fit in. And all the cattle buyers, they are entertained by me because I get nervous, I get excited. If my husband's not with me, I always have to sit by an older gentleman who can speak auctioneer and tell me what my cattle are bringing because I don't understand what they're saying. It's an adventure. Yep. When they knew that they were mine, because we have these pretty Speckle Park animals that are black and white and adorable, one of the cattle buyers is like, oh, do you have heifers coming in too? And he was quite excited. It was awesome. We got a good price. It just, you know, it's always a gamble. A year's worth of hard work, labor, money to see how you do. But I love it. It's a lifestyle. Love it. I'm a little sad that they're gone. I mean, we have the 4-H animals, so that's okay. I still have some around. And I go out and chat with them every morning when I let my horses out. Yeah, my horses were a little mad at me this morning. It was pretty cool, though. Walk outside, and I can hear coyotes howling, elk bugling, and there was elk in my pasture. The cows are grazing, and then my horses are whinnying at me to get my butt out there and open their gates so I can go have some grass. Like, every time they do it, I just say, love you, too. Even though I know that's not what they're saying. They're saying, Shannon, get out here. We're hungry. And then go ahead of them to make sure it's safe. It's just a thing we do. If my husband goes out to let them out, he doesn't do that with them because, well, you know, he doesn't. It's not his thing. And the horses get mad. It's so funny. I know. We bond. It's awesome. That's why I have the life I have. It's what I wanted. It's what I have. Now, today's topic, a little spicy. Does self-help really work? It's a hot topic right now. I watched a documentary of this self-proclaimed guru who's saying, you don't need a guru, you can figure this out on your own, with the underlying message, with my help, of course, buy my programs, buy my book, hire me to help you, right? Okay, isn't that a little bit of a conflicting message? I also went and saw someone speak who has the same message. You can figure this out on your own. I've tried many self-help. I have a therapist on speed dial. You know, it was interesting because the crowd was asked, how many of you have a therapist? Astrologist, psychics, psychologist? It was amazing to me. We want help. We want to improve ourselves. And now, you know, there's this it's, you know what, the way I see it, it's totally a marketing, I'm going to call it gimmick. You don't need all those self-help. You know what, it was interesting to me because one of the books, it's basically saying, quit calling your psychic, quit calling your astrologist, quit seeing, you know, all the people. You can be your own guru. Yet people that were promoting her book and wrote, you know, on the back of the book, recommendations One of them is a well-known psychic. I was like, really? How did you convince her to do that when you're basically saying, don't be a psychic? I was curious about that. I was very curious about that. So I went to that psychic's website. So I'm like, well, that's interesting to me. And I saw that she's no longer taking new clients. If you're already a client of hers, that's fine. And there is a wait list. If you, you know, want a reading from her, there is a possibility. That made me go, So is that why she felt it was okay to endorse this book that says don't call your psychic? Weird, right? These are the little things you need to be aware of and pick up on if you're going to trust someone to tell you what to do. Do I believe that you know what to do? Yes. Do I believe we can be our own guru? Absolutely. But what I do know is that we don't know how. So reading the books, having someone you trust to help you through it, a hypnotherapist, a psychic, an astrologist, a numerologist, whatever is in alignment with you, I fully support. Use the crystals. Use your oracle cards. It's all energy, and if it supports you and makes you feel good, do it. If it makes you feel bad and frustrates you, that means that's not in alignment with you. Self-help works. I'm proof. So here's the thing. You can be working on yourself, but you don't know that it's taken or that it's worked until it does. I know that sounds cryptic, but I'm going to give you an example. So I teach a marketing class, how to market on Facebook, because I've spent lots of money on things that didn't work, spent money on things that did, but I also, you know, do things that are in alignment with me that I found gives me great success. I get a ton of clients from Facebook, a ton. That's how people like to find me. And so I teach this marketing class, and I've been teaching it for a few years, and when I used to teach it, like even a year ago, I didn't like to use my Psychic Cowgirl Facebook page because I wasn't sure that people would take me seriously because of the content. And that's something I liked being triggered that way, so I knew I had to work on it. I still did it, but I was uncomfortable. Make sense? Well, I just taught the class yesterday, didn't even pause or hesitate, totally used Psychic Cowgirl, didn't even occur to me that maybe somebody wouldn't like it. You know why? It didn't matter to me. You know why it didn't matter? Because I've worked on that. I've mentioned several times I'm taking this shadow course. That's one of the things that I've benefited from it. And I've only been doing this. I'm only on the third module. I don't even think I've listened to number three yet, because the first two layers of information, I'm still processing and figuring it out. Because I've had an interesting summer with family, and they trigger me. That's where a lot of my shadow stuff pops up, that wounded inner child, that, you know, not feeling good enough little girl. She jumps out and says, hey, what about me? Anyways, I didn't purposely set out to solve that little issue about, you know, using Psychic Cowgirl as my marketing thing. It's funny because I was doing it for a Chamber of Commerce with a group of ladies, and one of the gentlemen there knew about Psychic Cowgirl, and he's like, well, let's see that page. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he wasn't trying to be a jerk about it, but he knew it was popular, and he wanted to see what one looked like that was popular, right? Anyways, so my point is that you don't know it works until it does. So the key, aware. I could have just kept going with that and not even taken a moment to pause and realize, hey, I didn't even hesitate there. It didn't even cross my mind to feel any uncomfortableness about using Psychic Cowgirl as my marketing page. Dun, dun, dun. Cool, right? That's the thing. But we often dismiss or don't give energy to the positive, good things in our life, even when self-help works, because we're so focused on fixing the stuff that we still want to fix. We need to change that perception. We need to change industry is billions of dollars. But it does work. You have to be discerning, though. Don't trust everyone, because it doesn't mean they're bad, or it does, but maybe the way they approach it is not in line with you. And that's okay, too. You can find someone that is. You want someone that will support you, not make decisions for you. When I do my readings, I can see possibilities, timelines, and threads. I can't see if something's going to work out or not, for sure, because I believe we get choices. And it's way more powerful if you get to figure it out than if I tell you. I want you to not have to call me, right? I know if that's not how you're trained to market yourself. You want people to keep coming back. I don't. I want you to be able to figure it out yourself. And then when you have something big that you can't, then you call me and I support you and help you figure that out. That's what I like. Your self-help person that you like to go to is walking their talk. Are they sharing their stories with you? If they're talking at you, it's not going to help you. We're conditioned, though, that we want someone to tell us how it's going to work out, how to do things, and how to get success. We're trained, basically, to want a shortcut to success, things like that. And even in our self-help and personal development, we want instant results. We want magic. We want that magic wand waved and stuff to happen. Well, here's the thing. It does. Do you notice when it does, though? How about that time that you went and did something that you never thought you could do? That's a payoff for being self-aware and working on your own personal development. Honor that. Notice that. Somebody wants to have a session with me, I tell them to research me. Make sure that I'm in alignment with you. I do pre-screen clients, unless I've had the intuitive hit already that they're coming, which I do have happen often. Pre-screen the people you're going to work with. If you're getting a numerology reading, pre-screen. Pre-screen. Because you're spending your time and opening your energy up to people. And again, not everybody's honest. I have to bring this up often. I fix a lot of people who've had unfortunate happen to them with other people in the healing self-help industry. Not everybody's as good as they want to be, or as good as they think they are, or maybe they just weren't in alignment with you. There's so much shadow energy in our world right now. Your shadow side's coming out, and your shadow side might not be what you think it is, right? Feeling less than, feeling unworthy, feeling triggered by family things. Those are all your shadows. My immediate family, like not my husband and kids, but my, you know, family I grew up with, we suck at communicating with each other. Me and my mom, not so much. We've worked on that together. I'm a communicator. I like to talk things out. I like to have questions answered. I annoy them. They don't want to talk about it. It's an issue for me. I don't like it. It pisses me off because I want to talk about it. I want to sort through. But lots of people don't. Lots of people don't want to talk about it. They would rather go to it. And, you know, it's not because they're uncomfortable, a lot of times it's because they don't want to deal with what comes up. And I do. I would rather have a conversation and deal with it. It's not always worked out for me, but I still do it. Has been interesting this last little while, like I said, dealing with a lot of patterns. I purposely set out to try to resolve some of them, and it's working. I'm quite amazed. Quite amazed. Self-help is paying off. You have to be aware of yourself and write things down if that's how you process. You do spend a lot of time processing, and you can use that as a meditation. It's far from easy. It's a total journey. It has trials, tribulations, but it also has amazing payoff. Amazing payoff. Because every time you go through one of these trials and tribulations, or even just sticky situations, you gain a level of confidence and trust in your own spidey senses that you can't get any other way. You can read all the self-help books you want. You can have all the soul sessions in the world with me. But until you walk your talk or you put into practice some of the tools and tips that you learn, you're not going to get the full value. It's not a wave of magic wand. You have to put in effort. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable. You have to be willing to be embarrassed. You have to be willing to feel guilt in order to let it all go and work through it. You have to feel all those feelings that we don't like. But the flip side, the balance side is feel the joy, feel the accomplishment, feel the woohoo, I worked through that and now it no longer bothers me. Payoff. You don't even notice it doesn't bother you until you notice. Until you go to that family gathering and the ones that don't want to talk to you, you say hi anyway, and when they turn their nose up and snarl, you just keep going and enjoy your evening. Because does it matter? No. I chose to be pleasant and courteous. Does it matter if they're pleasant and courteous back? No, too far. And then you get to decide if you say something or don't. I'm working through some of that still. Had a situation happen that, seriously, so disappointed in some people. But again, my family's not good at communicating. Not good at all. They would rather just ignore it and hope it goes away. We all know what happens then. You get fat. Things fester. If you're not working through your stuff, it's going to show up someplace else. It's going to manifest physically because that's why we're here, to learn, to progress, to have soul growth, to become aware. It's about relationships. It's about success on your own terms, whatever that looks like. It's not always, you know, the money thing. Yes, we need money. Yes, money's an energy. We have to attract it and use it because it's the way of the world. But money doesn't always end up being our best teacher. Awareness. Money is a great teacher if you have awareness about it. What motivates you more than having a bill that you have to pay and you have no idea how? Right? We get creative. That's why so many people, entrepreneurs, talk about how they went into so much debt with their business. It's because it forced them to react in a certain way, and that's what worked for them. Now, I would never advise that. That would not work for me, because if I'm a constant state of worry and stress, I don't get my best ideas. So that's not how I would roll. and personal thing for sure. You have to know how you roll, because I'm sure there's a lot of entrepreneurs who lost money and debt and didn't get out of it and had to go find a regular paying job to pay off the bills, but they don't talk about that. We only hear about the success stories, which are carefully edited because it's a marketing thing, right? Be wary of people that teach marketing that you pay an abundance of money for, because it can become a multi-level marketing kind of pyramid scheme. That's a little extreme in describing it, but, you know, they're making their money by teaching you how to make money. Do you want to make money by teaching other people how to make money? Then that is for you. But if you want someone to coach you on how to make money with your own business, you have to find somebody that's doing the same. Finding someone who's a business coach that has success. But lots of these business coaches, it doesn't always translate to what you're selling or marketing. You have to really do your research on that. A few years ago, I was looking for a business coach, and what I found out was none of them fit what I wanted to do, because that's not what their goals were, and it wasn't in alignment with me. And I asked for my money back more than one time. You have to ask the right questions. You have to be clear with your intentions and expectations. I just read an article that the biggest downfall in marriage is unmet expectations. In any relationship, if you have expectations of someone that they can't meet, it's not going to go well. When you're hiring somebody for anything, make sure you're both clear. Make sure you're clear on your expectations. Communication is really, really important so they can fulfill them or not. That's why I pre-screen a lot of clients. I want to make sure I'm clear on what they want and if I can fulfill those expectations or not. And I have said no sometimes and referred them to somebody that I felt was better suited. In charge of our own world, right? We're in the driver's seat. Even though we may not want to be sometimes, it'd be nice if somebody else just told us how things were going to go and what to do on the surface. But really, how many of us rebelled as kids because our parents told us what to do and how to be? Really? As an adult, you may think it would be nice, but let's be realistic. We would be mad. We would rebel. We would say, no, I know I don't like to be told what to do. No thanks. I'm good. I'll figure it out myself. Thanks anyway. I'm fiercely independent. Fiercely independent. Which makes for interesting relationships sometimes, because I know there's people in my world that don't understand it. I'm a little weird to them. A little weird. There's a lot of really funky energy out today. Might be just because it's a cow day for me. We are preg checking. Get to see how many mamas are pregnant and then make some decisions, ranch decisions. So it's a big day. But any day I get to hang out with my cows is a good day. How often in the last few months have you had a service done, or you need to work with some sort of organization to get some answers, and it's completely frustrating? I'm trying to solve a school bus issue, not as big as the one I had a few years ago. This is a minor one, but trying to deal with the transportation department who don't return emails, don't return calls, and it's not just me. I mean, we often joke that maybe my name is on the call block list, but because remember that I won a fight with them that took me 8 months, this is a minor detail. But it's something that does have to be addressed, and to their benefit that I address it, because I will give them money, because I'll owe a bill if they would get their stuff together and send it to me. But, you know, I've been trying since before school started, so it's going on 2.5 months. Finally talked to somebody Monday, They did. Somebody else returned my call Monday afternoon, but I wasn't in. Then I tried them again when I got home twice. They were supposed to call me back. It's now Wednesday. Heard nothing all day yesterday. It's frustrating. This is how it is, and we have to learn to deal with it, right? And we get choices. Are you going to still be courteous and just keep trying? Or are you going to say, screw you, you're not returning my calls, I don't need to chase you? This isn't going to go away. People are distracted. People's shadow sides are coming out. We don't know what the other person on the other end of that conversation is going through, and they may be taking it out on you, something that has nothing to do with you. Again, to work through this, be clear on your expectations and don't waver. Don't back down. You don't have to be rude or a jerk to get you anywhere, but don't back down either. I am tenacious. Even though I still have an issue with the shopping channel, I should give them a call and, yeah, good reminder. Forgot about that. Because life is busy. I'll just make myself a little note. Because, like I said, our world's crazy. People's shadow sides are coming out in full force. And it's not pretty. It's just not. Our shadow sides are never pretty. That's why there are shadow sides. So be prepared. Be prepared to do your own work. And be prepared to have some self-awareness that's completely uncomfortable, but beautiful. And it gives you information. Be careful who you tell stuff to. There's a lot of backstabbing and betrayal happening because people to be distracted by other people's drama so they don't deal with their own. And then there's those that like to create drama and tell lies just because it makes them feel good and it gives them an energy that they like. I always laugh because I have so many times heard, oh, I just don't get involved in the drama. And they say it just like that, like, oh, I would never. Yet they're the ones creating it behind the scenes. They don't even realize it. They're so unaware of themselves. Don't handle it well. So when if it's brought to your attention, work on it. Take a step back. Think about it. Work through it. Why did you do what you do? Backtrack. Go to the source. Follow the line of energy backwards to why were you triggered that way? Is it something that happened to you last week and this brought it up and it made you uncomfortable? Did you say something to somebody and you wish you didn't and then this brought it up? 5 years ago you said something to somebody. We all have reasons for doing and reacting and being who we are. And we can change. Things that, you know, would have bothered me 3 years ago, 2 years ago, don't anymore because I've worked at it. I've worked at being aware, and I have so many good things in my life, and I worked at being aware of those too because it creates a balance. It creates the dual energies that we seem to adore. We just do. We like the black and the white, the light and the dark, even if we don't admit it. It's a human nature thing. Speaking of which, there was just a black and white magpie in my tree that I can see right from here. So funny. In order to be your own guru, you need to learn to trust your own senses and to understand what those messages mean and to realize a lot of your miscommunications or sticky relationships with other people, it's who they perceive you to be. I was reading an article from Psychology Today about adult bullying. It talks about the five ways adults bully each other. But one of the things in this article that really jumped out at me is someone who hates you normally hates you for one of three reasons. They see you as a threat, they hate themselves, or they want to be you. And it says, unknown who came up with this. But isn't that true? And here's the thing, that self-help, done in a way that's beneficial, here's the thing it will give you, perspective on that. You can't help them. If somebody sees you as a threat, nothing you do will change that unless you walk away and never talk to them again. Even so, if they want to see you as a threat, they'll see you as a threat whether you're in their energy or in their day-to-day or not. Somebody that hates themselves or hates pieces of themselves, you can't help them. Because they're hating you because of it. Maybe they see things in you they wish they had or see things in you that they know they have but don't want to acknowledge. Again, you can't do anything about that. That's not your job or role. Or they want to be you. I've had this said to me, and I'm like, why? Because it's not me they want to be. It's who they perceive me to be. The things I've gone through in my life, a lot of people that went through what I've gone through would be alcoholics, drug addicts. It's been harsh. I just happen to have faith, and I have a clear, clean connection to divine energies, which is what's got me through all this nastiness. It's not been easy, pleasant, joyful constantly. Even when people say, are you always happy? I say yes, as much as I can. Because the opposite doesn't appeal to me. I've had people's mouths drop when I share some of my experiences. And some of them don't believe me. And that's okay. It's not up to me to convince them. What is, I feel, important is that they can see me as someone who got through it and kept her sparkle. That is what is important, because we can keep our sparkle even when shit gets real and it's uncomfortable, to find a way to work through it. That's where self-help can come in and be awesome. Be awesome. All these abuse allegations that are coming out, I'm so happy about. Most women can't tell their story because nobody will believe them. That's how they feel, and they're not wrong. I believe them. I've heard a lot of stories. I can relate, and I do believe them. And it always fires me up and makes me upset because our voices are not heard. The consequences we can suffer for speaking up are too great. I know this. I've lived it. It does a big, huge rip in your psyche when you share something vulnerable and you are not believed. It takes a long time to recover from that trauma. So then you have the trauma of what happened, plus the trauma of trying to deal with it and no one believing you. It can be too much. That's why I have a successful business, though. And I'm going to caution people, all this stuff that's coming out, there's going to be people that use this for self-promotion. Are you abused? I can help you. Are you a Hollywood insider or a Hollywood actress or actor who suffered trauma and abuse? I can help you. Be careful of that. Our world's going to keep getting more topsy-turvy. It is. Things are going to come out, and I'm so glad. At the same time, it's a struggle because of all the post-traumatic stress disorder that people are feeling. Because you feel guilt that you didn't talk. You feel guilt that you did. Like, there's no win. There's no straight line. It's all messy and ugly. And I'm really glad that people are speaking out, that are speaking out, who have a voice that will be listened to, because so many women don't. And even if they do right now, they're still not going to be listened to. It's too ugly. People don't want to hear ugly. It's a cop-out of our society, isn't it? Try to focus on some of the good things. Get through and process the things that are coming up for you. Take the time to do it in a way that's productive. It could be journaling and then destroy it. It could be talking to that trusted friend and venting it out. Be careful there. Make sure it's a trusted friend, because it's, you know, a lot of things that happen to us, they're salacious. People like to share when it's juicy and disturbing. Talk to your dog, talk to your cat. When I was in a marriage that just wasn't working, it was my horses. I spent tons of time at the barn talking to my horses, or riding them and talking to them. I still always talk to my horses. Quiet, yeah. This is like the destruction and the craziness before it gets better. It's like a healing crisis. Our world does need healing. Find people that support you that you can trust. There are people that do have your back, that don't tell your secrets. Keep patient today, the guided imagery. We're going to do through the eyes of the wise. And we're going to do this so that you just get reminded that you have energies that support you on this plane of existence and on other planes of existence. Sometimes we need the wisdom and compassion of our wise guides. All right. Becoming aware of breathing. Notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to gently focus on the breath. Then let's take three big, deep breaths. As deeply as possible, beginning to release and then letting go. To the breath that signals, it's time to go within. As the normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around, wafting around head, neck, and shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back, and circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling. Both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, the breeze continues circling around through the mid-back and around through the solar plexus. Every breath, drifting deeper now. A gentle sensation of a warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly, releasing and letting go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through your feet. Now, and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. And the breeze still gently, easily, moving all around and all through. Let up 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply relax. So comfortable now. Even more calm and comfort with every continued breath. Just drifting in deeper. As the door of your imagination opens, images come freely forward as allowed. The sense of being in the place with the why, beginning to come to life naturally, freely. Let it all come in and around using any or all of your senses. Just let this sense of it all flow through and allow the comfort to deepen. Being with your wise guide. You may see someone, person, animal, or you may have a feeling. It's comforting, peaceful, all through and all around. Your wise guide already knows what is needed and welcomes the discovery. In your imagination, anything can happen. Something different begins to shift. And there is a sense that a higher nature could move out of yourself and merge into the wise. Allowing this to take place will begin the discovery. As wise opens to receive your higher nature, getting a sense of another shift. Looking through the eyes or energy of the wise back toward yourself. With just right timing, allow this experience to take place. Sensing in all ways through the eyes of the wise. Now there is a beginning of knowing about yourself as wise does. What's this perspective like? What more might be allowed when sensing about yourself in this way? Thinking about what might like to be suggested to yourself through these wise eyes. What would you like to know? About yourself. What else might be important to get here as experiencing through the eyes of the wise? More wisdom, compassion, helpful nature, and through that positive force, there is a sense of knowing about self in a different way now. Take a minute to experience this with clarity and understanding. Now, let's allow higher nature to move out of lies. And with all the positives learned and positive feelings felt, bring them back into yourself again. Now that you're fully back into yourself, wholly, completely, in a fully integrated way, what seems important to remember from this experience? What might wise like to add to this? To have this experience with your higher nature and the wise. Experience more wisdom, compassion, and your helpful nature with this positive force and through this positive energy. Is there anything more that needs to happen for today? Okay. So, as we begin to close for now, feeling this experience and the fulfillment in all its totality and unity, knowing you can access this energy anytime. Feeling more wise, more compassion, more positive. We're going to reinforce all the positives from this experience at zero, and now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. And now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your name out loud. We have access to our soul wisdom. We just don't always understand how to do that, how to get in touch with it. I'm hoping this guided meditation gave you some of the energies so that you can understand it a little better. With all our shadow sides coming out and all the chaos in the world, I want to read you the oracle card for today because it's so fitting. You're in a place now where you can take risks with your feelings, and even more important, risks with the truth of who you are in your soul. The truth you know in your heart and soul. You no longer need to be subjected to your conditional fears of letting others know who you really are. Yes, others may judge, evaluate, criticize, and perhaps even put you down. These are very real possibilities. Yet, by trusting that you have the strength to deal with these reactions, rather than responding adaptively and always playing it safe, you can more confidently allow yourself to be vulnerable. Always holding back from expressing your truth can create an illusion of safety. But armed with your trust and your faith, you can choose to be vulnerable and share your authentic self with the world. We got this, guys. I have to tell you, while we did that meditation, an answer to a question I had and a solution to a problem came through, and I will let you know next week how it goes. I have something that makes me vulnerable, but I feel the nudge to do it, and so I'm going to honor that. So I'm going to sign off, and I will be back next week. Have a great rest of this Wednesday.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit PsychicCowgirl.com. That's PsychicCowgirl.com. COWGIRL.com.